Marvin Roberts received a standing ovation when he walked onto the stage at AFN on Saturday. It was the first time Roberts had spoken out in such a public venue about the case. KBBI's Daisha Eaton has more.
Roberts described the Fairbanks Four as four men trapped in a nightmare.
This nightmare began in October of 1997. Then, like now, we four men maintain our innocence. I know for a fact that I am innocent, and I believe in all of my heart that they are innocent.
Roberts is Koyakon Athabaskan from Tanana. He was paroled in June, while the other three men, George Fries, Eugene Vent, and Kevin Pease, remain jailed. Three of the men are Alaska Native and one is American Indian. The men were convicted for the beating death of 15-year-old John Hartman on a downtown street. Evidence brought forward in recent years points to others being responsible for the killing. Roberts said he remembers the night well when he was 19 that the police came to take him away. He said he was asleep in his room with no worries.
And then Fairbanks Police Department, open up, we have a search warrant. I could not believe it. My mom opened the door and the police came in and arrested me. I left my house in handcuffs, right in front of my parents and 4-year-old baby brother, who immediately started crying.
And he said the crying hasn't stopped for the men and their families.
To this day, I still cry when I think of my friends. I hurt for Kevin, I hurt for Eugene, and I hurt for George. I know they are in prison suffering right now. I think about them every day.
Roberts called the movement to free the four miraculous. The case is under review in hearings taking place in Fairbanks now. There was a protest calling for exoneration of the four during Governor Bill Walker's speech, opening day of AFN. I'm Daisha Eaton.